The Justice Department says it has identified some 6,000 men, mainly from the Middle East, that it wants to deport. Immigration judges had already ordered the men to leave the country, but they disappeared in defiance of the dictate. Civil libertarians say the new deportation initiative smacks of racial profiling and is the wrong way to combat terrorism. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
The 6,000 men come from countries that are considered havens for Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. They've overstayed their visas and defied deportation orders. Now the Justice Department says their time is up. Jan Ting, a former assistant commissioner at the Immigration and Naturalization Service, agrees.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's actually long overdue.
Ting says under any reading of the law, these men have no right to be here.
These individuals have had all the due process that they're entitled to under the law. They have had an opportunity before an immigration judge to say anything that they want to say in their own defense and been ordered removed from the United States by the immigration judges. If our immigration laws mean anything, surely these people should be removed.
David Cole, a constitutional law professor, agrees the Justice Department has the right to deport the men, but he says this action looks an awful lot like racial profiling. He notes that there are more than 300,000 immigrants who have overstayed their visas, mostly from Latin America, but the department is targeting men from the Middle East.
Suppose the Justice Department announced that tomorrow it was going to embark on prosecuting only Italian tax evaders, or on the next day it said we're going to make a priority of prosecuting black drug dealers. That would be unconstitutional, clearly unconstitutional, even though there's no right to engage in tax evasion, there's no right to engage in drug dealing, there's a right not to be singled out based on an impermissible criterion.
Cole notes that the courts generally give the same due process rights to citizens and non-citizens, even illegal aliens, as long as they're on American soil. He says the government is not allowed to prosecute citizens just because of their race, and he says the same standards should apply to illegal immigrants. Not so, says Jan Ting. 3 years ago, a case came before the Supreme Court involving the so-called LA 8, men who are alleged to sympathize with the Palestinian terrorist organization. The INS wanted to deport them, but the men argued that the INS was selectively prosecuting them.
And the Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, admittedly a close decision, said that doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is, are you here in violation of the law or not? Now, I think the situation that we're confronted with today is an even stronger case for the government, where people have actually been ordered removed.
Now, the comment Ting refers to was actually written in dicta. That is, it is part of the Supreme Court opinion that is not binding. But legal experts say it gives a clue as to how the court would rule in a case involving illegal immigrants. James Zogby says regardless of the law, deporting illegal Muslim men is bad law enforcement. Zogby is the president of the Arab American Institute. He notes there are only a few thousand FBI agents trying to find terrorists, and it's a waste of resources to find and deport visa overstayers.
I don't think that's what the public wants. I think what the public wants right now is a solid investigation using sound policing techniques that identify leads and go after suspects and stop people who may be causing us harm.
Zogby notes the approach now being taken by the Justice Department would not have caught most of the 19 hijackers, because most had not overstayed their visas. And Joan Fitzpatrick, an immigration law professor at the University of Washington, says it wasn't the Middle East that produced the two people now in custody who the FBI believes may be affiliated with al-Qaeda.
They happen to be Zacharias Moussaoui, who's a native-born citizen of France, and Richard Reed, who's a native-born citizen of the United Kingdom.
So profiling people from, say, Saudi Arabia is not the most efficient strategy, she says. Douglas Kamek, the dean of Catholic University Law School, says of course there won't be a perfect match, but he says it's the government's prerogative to pick and choose its priorities, including whom it will deport. It's called prosecutorial discretion.
There's nothing in the Constitution that entitles someone to deportation to say, well, it's true I've committed a crime. Yes, it's true I'm subject to deportation. But you should go after A, B, and C first because they're on the top of your inbox and I'm in the middle.
He says it's an especially unconvincing argument in this post-September 11th climate. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.